Hi, John.
I have 2 1-centimeter prostate tumors, and I talked to you before, and I'm taking German pills and Japanese pills, and kind of seeing declines in PSA. But I took the testosterone metabolites profile.
Yes, sir.
And I was wondering if you could give me a little insight into some of the numbers.
Okay, well, I haven't got them right in front of me, but if you can read some stuff off, I probably can.
Right. So testosterone was 4. The DHT was 2.37. The 3 beta was 31.5. The 3 alpha was 13.7.
Uh-huh.
And the ratio was 2.
The ratio was 2. So you got the actual testosterone metabolites test then?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if that ratio is above 1, which it is, it's good. Now, it would be nice to be a little further above 1 than 2, but it is a good one at a 2.0, sir. So that's good. That says you've got a nice amount of 3-beta-8-L, which is the, as you know, that's why you got the test done, the anti-carcinogenic one, and the 3-alpha and the 5-DHT. The sum of those is less than the total for the 3-beta, and that's what you're looking for. You're tilted away from cancer at this point. Did you? That was just what happened in your case, or did you have to work on getting there, sir?
I hadn't started. I'm doing things now that would work to do that, but I hadn't done it at the time I took the test.
Okay, well, what that means is you've got a chance anyway of getting it up higher than 2.0. You want a ratio where that 3-beta stuff is at least 2 times, I should say at least 1.5 times, but 2 times is even better, 2 times what the sum of the other two is, and if you can get it up to 3 times what the sum of the other two is, you're really doing good, sir, so nice.
So is the DHT being at 2.37, which they call high, is that a good or bad thing?
It would be bad if the ratio weren't okay. Now, if they're telling you the ratio is, again, above 1, then you're still doing okay, although it would be nice if the ratio would get greater, because if it did, the other numbers would probably be going down, because you see more of that 5-alpha-DHT would be going to 3-beta to make the ratio greater. So the 5-alpha-DHT would be going down and the 3-beta would be going up, and that's what we want. And there are several things that will promote that. Let's see. The easy ones are coconut oil and olive oil. Are you using those two?
Yes.
Good. And the more difficult ones you got to have a prescription for, and that's thyroid, and then a fancy form of vitamin A called retinoic acid. But let's see, is there anything else? Yes, good old NADH, niacinamide. So, sounds like you're doing all the right things, sir, and your test is pretty good now, and you can work on making it better.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.